Number one thing you can do is make sure you're very clear on why you're meeting in the first place.
And how do you do that?
Well, you ask the people, one, if you are the one calling the meeting, you make sure that it absolutely has to involve a face-to-face meeting. If the person who calls the meeting really thinks about it and says, do we have to have everyone face-to-face to be able to do this? Or is there some pre-work that we could do to ensure when we actually get together, we're prepared to make decisions, have great discussion, and be clear about action steps coming out of this? So a lot of times people think, well, we'll just call a meeting, get everybody in the room, and we'll figure it out once we get there. That's a waste of everybody's time, and I'll tell you the truth, I think it's pretty slack on the part of the person calling the meeting not to be more planful.
Now, you have a book, Firefly Effect, and that has included a pre-meeting checklist. What are some of the key items on a pre-meeting checklist to make sure it comes out successfully?
Well, number one is make sure that it's necessary. I do a lot of work with teams in particular because team meeting seems to be a regular rote kind of thing that is very broken today in corporate America. I was working with a senior leadership group just a few weeks ago. There were 25 people in the room, and we were saying what's one of the key things that this team needed to do to improve their effectiveness. Three separate breakout groups all chose as their number one thing, fix the team meeting. And so if a team can be more clear on what's the purpose of their team meetings, and then secondly, design the agenda to actually make that happen. I think a lot of times people show up for meetings and just think that it's the leader's job to entertain them and to structure the agenda and be responsible for it all. And if the leader takes the time to engage the rest of the group so that they feel some ownership for the success of the meeting, then it doesn't have to be all on their shoulders.
And I once knew about a company that had in its meeting rooms a table but no chairs. They're figuring that if people didn't sit down and get comfortable, then meetings would be quick. Do you recommend measures like that?
We were just talking about this last week with another group I was working with. It's an IT group that has very rapidly changing priorities because a lot of times they're being controlled by others outside their team. And we recommended that they have a standing 10 to 15 minute meeting every morning. And to tell you the truth, if you don't have chairs, what you will do is be much more efficient with your time because everybody gets very focused. What are the most critical priorities for the day? What are the urgent fires that need to be put out? How do we pull together as a team to make sure that we make that happen?
We're talking with Kimberly Douglas, president and founder of Firefly Facilitation and also author of The Firefly Effect, Build Teams That Capture Creativity and Catapult Results. What are some things during a meeting that people can do, the leader or even just attendees can do, to keep the energy level up?
There's a tool that I use called the Herman Brain Dominance Instrument. I like to call it the user-friendly Myers-Briggs, if anybody is familiar with that. And one of the things that you can do is ensure that there are parts of the meeting that appeal to all the different thinking styles. And so the analyzer group, they like to see some charts and graphs, trends data to help them to know how is the team performing or how is the group performing against specific project deadlines. So that will appeal to them. The yellow group or the strategizer group, they want to hear about new trends going on in the industry, perhaps having visiting speakers coming from other parts of the department to let them know, or other parts of the organization, to let them know what else is going on in the company. The red group, which is the more personalizer group, wants to hear more. What are some of the customer successes? What are some of the successes that we've experienced as a team? And to feel some sense of camaraderie on the team. And finally, the green organizer group wants to leave that meeting with very clear objectives. And that can, and action steps. And that's as simple as putting on a flip chart piece of paper, who, what, and by when. So that every time you make a decision, it's clear how is that decision going to be carried out.
And I think, and I'm speaking from experience, having worked before this in very corporate settings that were 9 to 5, and sometimes you'd leave a meeting, even one you had conducted, or I had called and convened and conducted, or ones I attended. You get back to your office, and what do you do now? Do you follow up on the meeting? Do you do the email that's built up in the last hour and a half? So what's your recommendation, if any, about the best time of day to have meetings? A lot of companies start with a meeting, some end with. Is there any particular time that's better?
The thing I would say about the time is sometimes it can be very effective to start it at an unusual time, like 1:15 or 11:45 or 10:45. Some unusual time like that encourages people to believe you really mean it, to start on time and to end at a particular time. So that keeps people from showing up late. In terms of the time of meeting, some people are better in the morning, some people are better in the afternoon. I think if you're clear on what the meeting purpose is, then scheduling both the day of the week and the time of the day that you hold the meeting so that it helps to reinforce what that meeting purpose is better to me than a particular time of day just by natural body rhythms.
Sure. And what's your feeling about food and drinks at a meeting? You know, coffee a spread of, cannolis or wraps?
Well, actually, I think breaking bread together is a great way to build some camaraderie on the team. Yeah, and so if you break up the monotony of the same meeting the same way every time, and maybe sometimes it's a Friday pizza meeting and it's a more casual kind of looking back at what we've accomplished this past week or the past month. So I think if you can include food, now you got to be careful because sometimes people think if you call the meeting for 8:30 and there's food involved, well, then they can start strolling in at 8:45 because everybody's still getting breakfast. You want to be respectful that some people are more on target and they want that meeting to start on time, and you want to be having everybody feel like it's a high return on their investment.